Please begin the next chapter at the top of page 45 in your book.
The camp looked as though it had suffered an epidemic, empty and dead. There were just a few well-clad prisoners walking about between the blocks. Of course, we had to go through the showers first. The head of our camp joined us there. He was a strong, well-built, broad-shouldered man, bull neck, thick lips, frizzled hair. He looked kind. A smile shone from time to time in his gray-blue eyes. Our convoy included a few children, 10 and 12 years old. The officer took an interest in them and gave orders for them to be brought food. After we had been given new clothes, we were installed in two tents. We had to wait to be enlisted in the labor units, then we could pass into the block. That evening, the labor units came back from the workyards. Roll call. We began to look for familiar faces, to seek information, to question the veteran prisoners about which labor unit was the best, which block one should try to get into. The prisoners all agreed, saying, "Buna's a very good camp. You can stand it. The important thing is not to get transferred to the building unit." As if the choice were in our own hands. The head of our tent was a German, an assassin's face, fleshy lips, hands like a wolf's paws. He was so fat he could hardly move. Like the leader of the camp, he loved